touch me. You want to kill me? You fool, you want to kill me?
56 years ago, the movie David and Lisa portrayed a dramatic look at mental illness. The character David was brought to a residential treatment center for obsessive-compulsive behavior, and he could not be touched. Lockport High School 12th grader Cameron LaForme plays David.
David and I both share a fear of people, I guess, and social situations. So I kind of just exemplified that and exaggerated it a lot to come up with ways to be more in character.
Say to me what you see.
While undergoing his own treatment, David meets the character Lisa, who is a schizophrenic. 11th grader Isabel Santos plays that role. She says she did a lot of research on the illness.
And I actually looked at the movie several times, maybe even four times, to see what the Lisa in that movie has done so I could try to get examples and help myself. I'm similar to Lisa / Muriel. I kind of have a Lisa Muriel inside me. The Lisa's a little bit more inside. The Muriel's more front and forward, so that's how I can portray Muriel really well.
It's difficult to comprehend what a person is experiencing until you really take the time to delve in and try to understand someone from the inside out.
Lockport High School teacher Peter DeAngelo is directing the play, guiding students through this difficult subject matter.
The entire cast was asked early in our rehearsal process to write backstories for each of their characters. And the intention was to represent not just schizophrenia and obsessive compulsive disorders, but other disorders that they imagined other characters in a school like the one these characters attend might have. So we are representing on stage our versions or our students' versions of a variety of disorders, social anxieties. We have students who are dealing with bulimia, and their characters seem to resemble and reflect that. We have students who have issues with depression and anxiety, or students who have difficulty controlling themselves because they're prone to fits of violence, students who are lashing out.
12th grader Austin Dick plays John, the role of Lisa's therapist.
And I think this will definitely take a lot of people who don't really know anything about mental illness and kind of show them what it's like and how it affects people and how eventually it can like change, how like much that one thing could like morph into something else.
11th grader Jaden Washington is playing the head of school where the characters attend.
I hope that the message people get from this show is for the people who are struggling through mental illness and they feel like they're not making any progress or their like therapy isn't helping. The doctor says in this show, getting well is slow work, so you just have to like stick with it.
We have a motif that runs throughout, and that is of a clock. One of David's obsessions is not only the physical contact piece, but David also is extremely obsessed with clocks and mechanisms and moving parts of a clock. He doodles and sketches and has a drawing pad with him almost everywhere he goes.
I sit differently. I walk differently because he's so different, because there's people and gross things. Everything is gross and nothing can touch him, and that changes so much about him, and he can't change that.
The Lockport students are ready to deliver a powerful message on mental illness. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.